This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, so we heard from Samantha earlier about healthcare shortages. And now we're going to focus on another area facing pressure because of COVID, and that is the trucking industry. In the early days of the pandemic, getting across the U.S.-Canada border wasn't easy unless you were a long-haul truck driver moving essential things like food and electronics. And now, starting Saturday, Canada will require all truckers, including Canadians, to show proof of vaccination in order to cross over from the U.S. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains what that could mean for supply chains.
Most employees of Hanson Trucking in northwest Montana are ready for the looming mandate.
90% of our drivers that go to Canada are vaccinated. Some of them are under protest doing that, but they've still done it.
Manager Steve Hanson says he has work for the holdouts. Only about 60% of the company's routes are international. The problem, he says, is attracting new workers willing to get vaccinated.
Very much so. It's a deal breaker when you mention that COVID shot.
The trucking workforce is shrinking on both sides of the border, says Stephen Leskowski with the Canadian Trucking Alliance.
During COVID, and with the great resignation factors, there are many who chose early retirement.
He says replacing those retirees has been challenging in today's tight labor market. And once the mandate goes into effect, he predicts the industry will have 12,000 more jobs to fill in Canada alone.
That's why we suggested to push this mandate out into the future when the supply chain is far more stable.
Further disruptions could depend on whether trucking companies have been preparing for this rule change. According to Johnny Rungtasunatham, a professor of supply chain management at York University in Toronto.
If so, then plans would have been put in place so that any pain that we will feel will be short-lived. And that's the best case scenario.
But if companies haven't lined up enough vaccinated drivers,
we're going to see more delays and we're going to see, cost increases.
According to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, trade in goods between both countries totaled about $612 billion in 2019, before the pandemic. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.